22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schott.
I am a Youper.
In front there for Lesperance. Backhand to the front of the... Here's the shot!
I love UP.
Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide, centers it in front. Shot! Scores! What a play by Gavin Gould!
And my heart is here.
To the blue line. Held in. The penalty is over. Here's Liebinger. Shoot! Scores! Yes! Rich Liebinger puts it away! 4-1 Michigan Tech. The Huskies are moving on to the championship game.
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schott Hour on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Morty's Gas Station, Dr. Daniel Reminga of the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, the Kaliva Cafe, Kuna Automotive, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Bucko's Party Store, the Wickley Agency, Superior Smiles, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, and the Turbo Agency. And now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schott, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it. Another Joe Schott Hour already locked and loaded and ready to go here for week number two. It's just about upon us in the Michigan Tech hockey season. We just got done with week number one. It seems like just a couple of hours ago we finished that game down in Madison. It was in the Sunday afternoon contest, 3-2 final. The Michigan Tech Huskies fall to the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers in what was a great battle for the annual U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game. And Coach Sean joins us, of course, in our studio this morning. And I know you didn't get a whole lot of sleep either, Coach, but we're ready to go with another week, aren't we?
Yeah, it's good to see you this morning, Dirk.
Well, it was a good game yesterday. Just your thoughts in general. I know we talked to you after the game, and you never want to lose. Never, obviously, that's the you want to get that win, but I thought two really good teams battling it out, and kind of different styles of teams, don't you think, a little bit?
Yeah, they're much more wide open, and they utilize the big ice. That I think that there were some things that gave us, you know, that we had some adjustments to make on in the early going. First of all, was jitters to start with, early season jitters, a lot of guys in a lot of new roles, and being on the road in that environment. And then the second thing I think was the big ice. They utilized the big ice. They took that support ice outside the dots and drew coverages and things and used that little bit extra time to find some late guys coming in through the neutral zone and in the offensive zone, especially in the first period, especially probably the last half of the first period. I thought our guys did a much better job of tightening up on that and maintaining focus on when they were going after a man, doing their job on him, and then picking up the men around the rush and around the neutral zone plays. And I think we were able to play more of the way that we want to play in the last two periods.
It wasn't a very physical game from their standpoint anyway. They didn't want to get into that rough and tumble along the boards type of game at all, did they?
No, and but they're very similar to us in their defensive type of system, is where they bring a lot of bodies in. So they utilize a big defenseman. They have a little different makeup than we have. We like more mobile defensemen. They have a couple that are really good. Then they have a couple big ones, Inamoto, and those guys are good size defensemen that can defend and get up in the rush a bit. So two teams I thought were very similar in some styles, although I thought they stretched the ice a little bit more than we did. But you know, I'm good with the way that we played, the way that we adjusted, and I'm certainly good with the way that we battled right till the very end. I know last year in Duluth we didn't show that same resilience maybe early when we were finding ourselves, and I thought that we were our guys played determined to have the outcome that they wanted in the game. It didn't go our way, but we fought right till the end, and that's something you can build on.
It seemed like the first couple of minutes of the game, Coach, we were breaking out really smoothly out of our zone, getting the puck past their defenseman and going in and chasing. I mean, the first 3 minutes, I was like, wow, we seemed pretty – I mean, even the freshmen out there seemed pretty poised. And the, you know, a lot of those breakouts you practice you do during practice when there's nobody on you, you just, you know, it's just offense coming or just coming out of the zone without any opponent. That's what it looked like there the first couple of minutes. And then you could see Wisconsin started to, maybe they had a little jitters too in the first couple of minutes too, and then it was more of an even style play in that first period after that.
Yeah, and I think more of what that was is in the first few minutes they were getting the puck in, okay. and then we were getting back and our D I thought did a nice job, even the freshmen for the most part in that aspect of the game. Then, like I said, then what started happening after about the 5 minute mark is they started possessing the puck more through the neutral zone area, and a lot of it was extending their forwards and then bringing it back and running plays to pick up late guys. They were doing jackhammer cutbacks in the neutral zone and finding some late men joining in some open ice areas, and then they were doing that inside the offensive zone as well, which backed our D off a little bit because they didn't want to chase them. And then, but I think we got that straightened out in a lot of ways after the first period when we talked about it, and I thought the guys executed much better after that.
You alluded to the fact that they do pack it in a little bit in front of their own net, much like we try to do too, and it seemed like all game it was tough to get some of those shots through, and I'm guessing that's why we were trying to go to the posts a little bit on the side and maybe get that redirect on the side of the net.
Yeah, you want to spread out the offensive zone against that as much as you can. Now, that part of the game we didn't probably do as well as we'd like to, but we did have some individuals that did it quite well. We got to do some more work with our DM being creative at the blue line and creating some options, spreading the zone out a little bit more.
What about face-offs, Coach? We did win the face-off battle 34-33, very even in that category, but it seemed like we would win key draws in that game.
Yeah, that's what
game.
I thought. I thought our guys, and we actually set up some plays in the third period based on that we thought that we were winning some draws so that we could do some things that we were trying to avoid early just in case so that we recovered to what Wisconsin did based on film from last year. So we changed things up a little bit in the third and got a couple scoring chances off that because our guys did a good job. So I think a lot of critical ones, especially on the power play, things like that, right. We were able to win those draws.
And I thought the sentiment in general looked really good out there. Can you talk a little bit about the Lucchini, L'Esperance, Gould line in that they are a line 5-on-5, and then they're also that first power play unit out there. That can be a great thing, and could it hurt you if you're dealing with a lot of different special teams going on? Or if you have one of their guys, obviously, in the penalty box? And
well, it would. Yeah, you'd have to make an adjustment on that, but it helps you more than it hurts you because it keeps everything else intact when you go out there around them. So if they were to start the power play, you come up with another unit, you come back with them. If you have time at the end of the power play, there's a line there, and then you follow up with a regular line. So it's an advantage to be able to do it that way for sure.
I agree. Now, a couple of the freshmen I wanted to just point out that kind of stood out for us as a fan watching the game, and I don't know what the coaching staff thought, but I thought Marcus Russell did some great things out there. Raymond Bryce isn't officially a freshman, but he hasn't gotten a whole lot of playing time up until. I thought that line did some pretty good things out there as far as creating things out of not much going on.
Yeah, and that shows you what character can do. Those two guys are high-end. Marcus came in, and I'm going to say the first 10 days he was here, it was an adjustment period. Then all of a sudden, it was like a light switch. I remember talking to him after a skate, and I said, you look comfortable. That was just going into the inter squad game a week ago. I said, you really look like you're settling in. How are you feeling? And he said, I'm adjusting. He said, I'm starting to get it. I'm understanding more. And the thing about him is his dad played at Michigan State. He comes from, and his dad coached him growing up. And so when you talk to him, his attitude is be on his toes and make things happen rather than wait for things to happen to you. So he plays that way. We use him on the penalty kill. We've been watching him a bit and seeing how he does on a little bit. We were able to practice with him, and he's got a great brain. He's got great compete. And then Ray Bryce, I mean, he was blocking shots. He gives you everything. Everything he has. Every time he's on the ice, he makes your hockey team better. And you'd recruit. You know, there. You can. If you had to take a choice between Ray Bryce and another guy who maybe have a little bit more upside swing to him offensively, but maybe doesn't have that work ethic, you'd take Ray Bryce every single time.
Yeah. How about defensively? Seamus Donahue and Mitch Meek playing their first collegiate action as Huskies, and to me they looked pretty poised out there through most of the game.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Those are two guys that we picked up late last year. I got Mitch early in at the showcase, but they were guys that we added last year because we've talked about this before, Dirk. We thought we were going to lose Ock this year, you know, potentially lose. You never know what's going to happen with Ranky. Birksie, a Pittsburgh draft pick, potentially lose him after last year. So we thought that we could possibly lose all six of our D, maybe with Ranky being the only returner. So we had to get somebody we thought that could come in here and play. Mitch has been great. And Seamus, I thought, in the first maybe 12 minutes of the game, he was a little bit hesitant and tentative to what we've seen in practice. And then I talked to him a little bit, and then he got it. You know, there are a few things that you could tell that mentally he wasn't engaged on a couple faceoff plays.